Senior pitcher Preston Daniels and the Del Norte Warriors look like the team to beat in the race for this year's Big Five Championship in baseball after three more big wins this week, including a statement victory against the defending champions on Wednesday afternoon. Hello and welcome to this week's KMUDA News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll have more on Daniels and the Warriors in just a moment as we take a look at all of the big local sports stories of the week, including all the latest high school and college baseball and softball news and why it was a big week for the Fortuna and Del Norte girls, some HDNL boys golf, some local college track and field news, and why it's been a busy spring for College of the Redwoods wrestling. But first up, Del Norte senior Preston Daniels is enjoying a big spring on the baseball fields and has led his team to a 5-0 start in the Big Five. On Saturday, Daniels threw a one-hitter at Fortuna to lead his team to a doubleheader sweep, and they followed that on Wednesday with a 3-1 victory over the defending conference champions at McKinleyville. Daniels has posted 3 wins in 3 appearances on the mound in conference play, and he has given up just 5 hits in 3 complete games. With the midweek victory, the Red Hot Warriors are now unbeaten in 11 straight games, and with 5 of their final 7 Big 5 games scheduled for Crescent City, they appear to be in the driver's seat in the race for this year's championship. But the Panthers also remain well in contention to retain the crown they won a year ago. The McKinleyville boys swept a doubleheader at Eureka on Saturday, winning 10-0 and 15-1, and they are now 3-1 in conference play with a game in hand. The two Big Five frontrunners are scheduled to play a potential conference-deciding doubleheader in Crescent City on May the 3rd. Also in the Big Five this week, the Arcata Tigers won their second straight conference game on Wednesday, defeating Fortuna 10-4. The Arcata boys are now 2-2 in conference play and sit third in the standings, followed by Eureka at 2-3 and Fortuna at 0-5. In Little Four baseball, meanwhile, the St. Bernard's Crusaders continued to roll this week with a pair of wins over Hoopa. The SB boys won 12-0 on Tuesday and 5-0 on Thursday and are now 6-0 in conference play halfway through the schedule. The Ferndale Wildcats also remain in contention for a conference championship after 2 wins over South Fork this week. The Cats won 20-1 on Tuesday and 12-1 on Thursday and are 4-2 in the Little Four. South Fork and Hoopa are both now 1-5 in conference. Ferndale and St. Bernard's will play each other twice next week on Tuesday and Thursday in a pair of games that will likely decide this year's championship. In local high school softball, both conference championships remain up in the air. Big Five frontrunners Del Norte and Fortuna faced off in a pair of games at Fortuna on Saturday, with the home team winning 8-7 in a back-and-forth opener and the Warriors taking game 2 12-1. Both schools won again on Wednesday, with Del Norte defeating McKinleyville 7-1 and Fortuna beating Arcata 7-1. The Huskies remain in the conference lead with a record of 5-1, while the Warriors are 4-1 with a game in hand. The McKinleyville girls swept a doubleheader at Eureka on Saturday, winning 11-1 and 16-10, and they sit third in the standings with a record of 2-2. Well, Arcata is 1-3 and Eureka 0-5. In Little Four softball, South Fork took over sole possession of top spot in the conference standings with a doubleheader sweep over Ferndale on Thursday. The Cubs won 11-1 and 10-1 and improved to 5-1 in conference play halfway through the Little Four schedule. St. Bernard's is second in the standings after splitting a doubleheader at Hoopa on Thursday. The Warriors won game 1 4-2 and the Crusaders won game 2 12-10. The SB girls are second in the standings with a record of 4-2, followed by Hoopa at 2-4 and Ferndale at 1-5. The Big Five schedule continues this weekend with a pair of doubleheaders in both baseball and softball, with both Eureka teams playing at Del Norte and both McKinleyville teams facing off against Arcata. In college baseball, College of the Redwoods split a pair of games against Shasta over the weekend. The visiting Knights won Game 1 17-11 in a showdown that featured 7 home runs, but the CR men responded with a 15-10 win in Game 2. Former Fortuna Husky Daniel Osborne returned to the North Coast with Shasta and hit his first collegiate home run in Game 1 and had 6 base hits over the 2 games. CR's Bodie Joyner, Seth Grammer, Justin Powell and Jack Irvine each also had a home run in the opener, with Joyner also hitting a grand slam in Saturday's win. In local college softball, the Cal Poly Humboldt women won a pair of games against San Francisco State on Tuesday. The Jacks beat the number 23 team in the nation 7-6 and 4-1 to go to 25-18 overall and 14-14 in conference play, and they are tied for fifth in the standings heading into a four-game weekend series at Cal State San Bernardino. In HDNL boys golf, McKinleyville's Jake Gardner won last week's round of league action at Beaupré Golf Course, and he leads Fortuna's Dawson McWhirter by one stroke in the season standings. In local college track and field news, former Eureka logger Emily Pesch is enjoying a big spring competing for San Diego Mesa College. The 2024 Eureka graduate is competing in the heptathlon for the first time this year, and she recently placed third at the SoCal Championships to qualify for next month's state meet. And closing out this week, it's been a busy and productive spring for the College of the Redwoods wrestling teams. Men's and women's head coach Brandon Benvenuti has added six local standouts to next year's teams, including Arcata's Ash Osceola and Hoopa's Audrina Mace to the women's team, and Fortuna's Elias Golder and Landon Leon, Eureka's Nolan Callender, and Del Norte's Braden Johnson to the men's team. And that's this week's KMUD News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.